for your time.
Item number 17, project number WO445, 911 answering system, page 158.
Anybody interested in this?
Chairman, supervisors, I can speak to this. This is basically the replacement of the existing 911 answering system and dispatch. The original system, this replaces a system that was installed in 2005. And what this basically does is replace computer workstations, phone banks, servers, softwares, racks, basically an entire replacement of the existing system. It also provides additional E911 functionality in terms of text messaging, photos, and other items related to that.
Morning.
Good morning, Chairman. I'm Larry Pinella. I'm the Deputy Chief Information Officer with IMSD.
I'm Ayesha Barco, Deputy Inspector with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. Do you have anything to add to what Mr. Masterson said?
Chairman, supervisors, this piece of equipment that we currently have called a positron is at a critical point where it does need to be replaced. We highly recommend that you approve this item because it is public safety. It is 911. This system addresses all 911 calls that are out on the county grounds, including Frederick Hospital, all 911 calls that come in off of the freeway. Milwaukee County is the backup system for Wauwatosa, Bayside, Milwaukee Fire Department, City of Milwaukee, and I missed one.
Waukesha County,
yes. And Bayside. So it is a very critical function, and this we're kind of at a point where it needs to be replaced.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
I'm a little confused on the 911, and it probably isn't directly a question about the capital purchase, but we had the potential in the budget of transferring 911 to a new emergency management department. This would be a necessary purchase no matter who is running 911. Is that a fair question?
Correct.
Was this an ongoing expected replacement expense? This has
Mr. Chairman,
to do with transferring emergency management.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that is correct.
All right, thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt and Stamper.
So as far as implementation, is ATT the one who does all the work? Does IMSD cooperate or work in? Are you a liaison to this? Do you see that this is done correctly, or is there cross-charging here? Or, I mean, there's actual cooperation between the sheriff and another department, so you've talked to each other about this, obviously?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes. IMSD will work with the sheriff's department and the successful proponent, whichever vendor we choose to go with, okay, through the RFP process, yes.
So it's not necessarily AT&T again?
Our current system is AT&T.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that's who we will be going with.
Okay, so you said you've needed this for quite a while, so obviously you've done some work, or you know where you're going here, right? But this is I'm presuming how the monies have to be figured out by, you know, what vendor you're going to. Isn't that true?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we have done a preliminary analysis and have talked to vendors and looked at project management, installation, all the costs that would be associated with this particular project.
Okay. Well, this is good. I'm glad to hear about the cooperation and your necessary expertise here. Again, going back to some questions we've asked, is that, do we feel confident that the money's being asked for indeed? You know, of course, it's general obligation bonding, and if we don't need all the bonding, what happens again? Maybe that's more for Mr. Fudge.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, if there was a surplus in the project, then the bond funds could be reallocated to other capital projects that were bond eligible.
And do you have the discretion that would not necessarily go into the sheriff's or communications or IMSD. It could go to anywhere we have a need. And we have no way of knowing that then.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that's correct. And it would be reallocated through a fund transfer process.
We know anyway, yeah. That's yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Upgrading. So right now we have a separate phone system interface with IP technology. So what is going to go to one line, or is it going to be faster, or what's actually happening?
When you say
I'm reading the advantages of the new 911 phone system. So I'm trying to figure out
absolutely
the difference,
I
you know,
can,
between
beside
what
question.
It said is we're going to be able to do now. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, telephone technology is now moving to what's called voice over IP, Internet Protocol. And our current system does not accept Internet Protocol. And there are some phones that are here in this building. There are phones, Park Administration is on voice over IP. So, our current system does not accept VoIP. So this new system is newer technology and will.
Okay, since right now it doesn't accept it, are we missing out on phone calls?
No, sir, we are not.
Okay. So this will enable us to what, get faster phone calls?
This will just enable us to move with the current technology of telephony.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question about understanding. So last year we basically let the city of Milwaukee handle a majority of phone calls, 911 calls. That's still happening.
That's correct.
This is the same system that they use from us?
Well, what's happening now is any call that originate within the city that's not near a freeway goes directly to Milwaukee Police Department instead of coming to our system. But we still answer for all the other municipalities.
Gotcha. So this is for our own system?
Correct.
And, what about, like, the call volume of it's a system that we're looking to upgrade to? Is it set so that, you know, eight years from now, it has upgrade capability? So I'm looking at, you know, a system that was bought back in 2005, which is not too long ago, but it's already extinct, which is kind of just surprised me. I guess that's how quick technology does advance. You know, how do we make a decision that, you know, we can be prepared for the future?
Right. Chairman, Supervisors, most technology has a life cycle of approximately 5 years. So this in this positron, the current 911 system is one of those pieces of equipment. As far as keeping up with call volume, our current call volume is, Ayesha?
Year to date, we answer about 200,000 911 calls just year to date.
This year alone so far?
Yes.
And, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that does not shut down the system. That the system can handle the call volume, and it is designed through, when we look at our requirements, it's designed to meet our call volume and growth as well.
And can you explain the text message capability, SMS?
Okay. Well, right now, there's certain 911 system where you can send a text message to a 911 system. And this is just saying if we upgrade to the next generation 911 phone system, we will have that capability to receive a text message within our 911 dispatch center.
Gotcha.
And also what's interesting is you can take a video or a picture and also send that through to the 911 call as well.
Does that include GPS technology too, where you can tell where those calls are coming from?
Yeah, I'm not for sure about the GPS.
Okay.
It does. Yeah, yes, it does.
Okay. Make sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate the info.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You raised a couple interesting points here. So you said that people will be able to send in a picture, like from their cell phone, they can send in a picture to 911?
Correct.
Okay. And will it have the capability to handle, say we get a lot of people suddenly sending in a lot of pictures. You know, an emergency happens, a major emergency happens, a ton of people are sitting in a ton of pictures. Can it handle it? Is it designed
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, as we identify the business requirements and the need of this of the system, it will be designed as such, yes.
Okay, so as you determine the need.
As we identify the business requirements.
So does that mean you'll be coming back to future finance hearings and saying, hi, we need more capital for this, or do you predict that this will be reasonably included?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, we expect this to be included.
Okay. And you said most technology has a five-year lifespan. So in 2019, will we, whoever's here, and whoever's there will be talking about a new system, another upgrade?
Supervisor very well could be, yes.
Okay. And how old is the current system again?
It was purchased in 2005.
Okay. Pretty good for us. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
8 years.
Any other questions on this item? If not, let's...